Hysteria Nation to another blurry hysteria, but this time it is a bladesy blurry hysteria.
It's a trifecta of terror.
Speaking of terror, I almost
had a fucking heart attack when you started screaming there.
That scared the shit out of me.
Brent's like, yeah, whenever you're ready. I was ready. I was ready. What can I say?
Is that how you start every show now?
You know, he found that his Ritalin works best if you snort it. I don't know if you know that or not.
Wait, you're not supposed to?
Yeah, it's the damnedest thing.
It gets right to the brain that way.
It does.
It's a line straight to the brain. Well, we got three folks. You know Brent Hand. He needs no introduction. Good grief. Stop asking me to introduce Brent Hand, who I will introduce. Is a co-host on Old Guy Metalcast and Midnight Mass Creature Cast. It's Bobby Blades.
That's right.
That's not applause in the background. I'm blowing on things. Sorry, my glasses were dirty. Welcome, Bobby. Hey, Bobby. Hey, Bobby. Welcome to the lower fourth, Bobby. Oh.
This is a treat, Bobby. You're getting to hear his best Irish accent right now.
True. I like to think that's, yeah, you know, we'll go with that. Sure.
I just flew all the way in, and boy, are my arms tired.
Oh, hey, push the veal. Don't forget to tip your waitresses. The 9:30 show's not the same as the 7. Oh. Jesus Christ.
If you see my wife around the casino, tell her she owes me $40.
No respect. Oh.
the evolution.
Thank you, all three of you, for still listening. We got some stories for you this week.
Who wants to kick us off? Shall we let our guest get it?
I think so. That way, if he does it wrong, we can snicker behind his back and make fun of him.
You wouldn't. Oh, yes, you would.
Yes, we would. No, that's a dumb statement.
All right. So some of the alum of the original Star Trek are actually going off to explore strange new worlds in space.
We've got
the latest member along with Gene Roddenberry and his wife and the, I can't remember the guy who played Scotty, but Nichelle Nichols, who played Lieutenant Uhura, who was super smoking hot.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First
interracial
kiss was her and Kirk, on television.
No shit. Yep. Oh, wow. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's going off into space along with the rest of the people from Star Trek, Gene Roddenberry and
James
his
Doohan.
Wife.
Doohan
was Scotty, and Angel Barrett was his wife, I believe.
It blasted into my brain, just like, thank God it wasn't at 2 a.m. James Doohan. Sorry, keep going. So they're cremated and they're putting their remains into space, or they're just shooting a cadaver? Like,
not like Spock got shot off into space at Wrath of Khan, but the,
and always will be a cadaver.
Except for the next movie.
So it's it looks like her ashes are going into space. I don't know about the Roddenberrys, if they are ashes or they're just like actual corpses.
Wow.
So it doesn't say that.
My wife wants to do this thing that's kind of new. You get put into a pod and they plant you and you grow a tree. Have you heard of that or seen it?
Yeah, I've seen that.
I would want something with invasive roots just so that I could be an asshole even in death. Where people are like, we're still dealing with this dude 60 years after his death. I'm in everyone's pipes. I'm in
I
the
think
water.
I saw something like that on a cartoon.
Me when you take a shower. In a cartoon?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, this is, I don't know, it's not legal everywhere yet because of burial laws. Some places you have to be put into a... Well, you have to be put in a casket, but it's got to be an official. But some require a vault, and you can't exactly be in a vault if you are going to sprout and grow.
So do they plant a tree inside of your body, or how does that work?
No, you get put in this thing called a pod, and it's just like a sack.
Imagine like a water balloon that you're put inside, but I think bulb, there's like you're compost around you.
Yeah, and then the seed for the tree or seeds so that it takes root, and then you become the nourishment for the tree. And
it's
the
tree. It's that tree in Tim Burton's Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah, wasn't it? I hope to God the tree would just be terrifying to look at. You know, someone would cut it down like an asshole, though.
Oh yeah,
tree's looking at me funny.
Yeah,
it's a pagan tree with satanic roots and stuff,
and it makes the lamest fucking jokes and laughs at its own jokes constantly. Oh, this fucking tree. Heard of the giving tree? Well, this is the fucking tree. So.
It's the taking tree.
It's the taking.
I want to be buried somewhere that's like you have to play an Assassin's Creed game to know how to get to my tomb, and then you can loot it.
I want to be where the people aren't.
Aren't.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. Like if people did like geocaching in your tree and shit like that. Not that you would probably ever know unless you're, you know, bound with hellish chains to the mortal coil and you just have to sit there for eternity. Then it might be entertaining, you know. Come on.
Put a bunch of booby traps in there.
If somebody takes a hike near you and you'd be like, we have such sights to show you.
Yeah. Why does this this stone have a puzzle box on top of it? It's the weirdest thing. This guy's last name was Lament. That's a weird last name.
Must have been Fringe.
Yeah. But no, his full name was Lament Configuration. That just rolls right off the tongue. Speaking of that, new Hellraiser. Did you guys see that?
I did.
Yeah, a female pinhead this time. Transgender. First female transgender pinhead. So, and I like they were talking to the first pin. The guy. I guess there's been a lot of people upset about it. And the guy who originally played Pinhead was like, isn't that on the nose perfect? For like, you know, this is like this sexual deviant, you know, all the things. And then people are okay with all that, but they find out it's transgender. I'm not watching that hell beast, you know, destroy people and bound them to hell if I found out that they're transgender. Fuck that noise.
Hellraiser gone woke.
Yeah. All my satanic demons are not woke, and I'll tell you that right now. I only suck souls out of true Americans. That's the fucking way. Red, white, and blue, baby.
Mostly red.
We want our pinhead to be a man.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you gotta take it from a man every once in a while. Moving on. Let's go to break real quick. We're going to do one quick break, and then when we come back, we got two more stories for you guys. So that's coming up right after this short break to pay the bills on Blurry Hysteria. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have, both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know, and we don't do long term stuff like this, and this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get started. For Larry Limited Time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Welcome back. We're back.
We're back.
Back we are.
We're back. I just wanted to be like the last time he started.
I like Brent, how you just pulled that ripcord at the end of that last segment and sent us into break.
We're going down a path. I'm ready to eject.
Yeah. I get you. Brent, do you want to go or you want me to go?
Yeah, no, I got it. So this one, my story this week comes from Jay Settlemyer, and you guys might have heard of him before. Oops, as I'm saying this, you cannot minimize Zoom when you're recording. That's the weirdest thing. I'm trying to... Anyway, Project Skeptic, as my computer's going crazy. Jay Settlemyer, he sent us this. 28,000-year-old woolly mammoth cells brought back to life by scientists, even though my computer didn't want me to be able to read this to you. It's all part of the machine trying to keep us down. So, cells from a woolly mammoth that died 28,000 years ago, so it's not just a clever title, have begun to show quote-unquote signs of life during a groundbreaking scientific experiment. Now, this is one of those titles, and this comes from Earthly Mission, which I've never heard before, but it is a scientific article. And it's interesting. It's one of those that makes it sound a little bit more crazy out there than it really is.
What? Something on the internet does that?
Yeah. Who knew? Scientists at the university, or this university they're talking about, have managed to extract nuclei from mammoth cells and transplant them into cells from mouse ovaries, And these mouse ovaries are capable of forming an egg cell after genetic division. And the cells showed signs of biological activity. Now, they didn't allow them to grow into this, like, what am I creature that it might have formed if it had.
Kill yes. me.
I'm getting serious Rick and Morty vibes right now.
Right, yeah.
They I'm grow into a
mammoth mouse. Mammoth mouse. That's
mammoth. Mammoth.
Yeah, yeah. So they said, this suggests that despite the years that have passed, cell activity can still happen and parts of it can be recreated. This is from the author Kai Marimoto from the Department of Genetic Engineering at Kendai University. Now, this all sounds crazy. They're not per se. A lot of people have talked about wanting to bring back the mammoth. This was more of a proof of concept. They're not saying, do we really need to resurrect species that went extinct a long time ago? But it's more like a, what if something died out that we needed? Or what if there was a plague? What if, like, a form of COVID wiped out the in honeybees? You know, could we do something like this? And they used the mammoth because they had this, you know, viable source and they were wanting to test with it. So, you know, it sounds crazy, but it really isn't. And there's a lot of, just like the in Australia and Tasmania, you know, with the thylacine. Well, they hunted it to extinction, and now they really need it because of the rabbits and the dingoes and stuff like that. And they found that maybe we should have done that. This is some of those things that maybe they're using that for the same reasoning. And this actually came out a couple years ago, so I'm sure they're well past this. Every time we've brought this up on Hysteria Nation, people lose their fucking minds. No! No! And it, like, literally, it was one of those where I have to, like, stop the commenting sometimes because I didn't know so many people were that bothered by it. It's interesting.
What is it like? Like, they have a problem with playing God?
I think that, I mean, that, or, you know, and the point of it is when we're not, I think it's because it is the mammoth that had its time, it didn't work out. But there's a big difference between that and, like, a thylacine or another animal that, like, we wiped out that is needed. You know what I mean? For better or for worse. You know, and then with CRISPR and gene editing, maybe we can have mammoth trunks in the next 10 years. So, I mean, that's cool. You know, just sign me up. I mean, I've never wanted to have to use my hands to eat an apple. So
yeah, I want to use my nose to eat noodles. I don't know about you guys. But.
Now, can we place this mammoth trunk anywhere?
I mean, science be damned, I'm about to. So, if you guys could bring back any animal, what would it be? I think you know mine is the thylacine because I keep bringing it up like 9,000 times in this show. Would you bring back anything?
How far back are we talking?
Forever.
Okay.
This is just hypothetical. We don't need to actually, like, figure it out, you know.
Boy, I don't know, man.
Heard it here first. Boy, I don't know, man. The boy, I don't know, man.
I don't
know. The Paleolithic era terror.
They found him frozen in the Arctic North.
It is a hard question.
Easy out on this would be Dodo, just to look at him.
Yeah.
They're funny looking.
Yeah, right. Bobby, what are you working with?
Either a velociraptor, or I've always wanted to see a saber-toothed tiger.
Yeah, I've watched a couple documentaries. There's been about six of them that say that might not be the smartest.
Yeah, I think people are scared from those documentaries, the one that came out in, what was it, 91?
or three? When was that? Somewhere around there.
Or 93 maybe, yeah. But, yeah, I think people are scared that maybe it's not playing God, but maybe they see what happens after watching the very informative documentary starring, what's his name?
Jeff Goldblum?
Jeff Goldblum, Greg Knight. Is that his name?
I hear.
No. Who's Wayne Knight.
Oh, yeah, you're thinking of...
narrated partly by Wayne Knight.
To hell, Newman.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes, okay.
I hate this hacker bullshit.
I'm tired of these motherfucking hackers on my motherfucking computer.
Yeah, I don't know. It's you know, there's something to be almost romantic about being bringing back things, and then there's something terrifying. So
yeah,
to choose your own adventure of terror or awesomeness, kind of like life, David.
Yeah, that's the only way I live.
Speaking of living, I'm terrified by the photos in yours. So let's hit them with your story.
Yeah, this one really is the one to I don't know, kind of hug your dog dreams. About. Yeah. You may have been hearing the rounds. It's been making the rounds in the news. Well, let me set it up by saying, have you guys seen the AI generated art that's been coming out?
I've been playing with it. The DALL-E,
I've been using a lot of it.
Or a couple of them. I'm not very good at it. Well, we use it for, if you guys look at the Fugits, the Blue Fugits from Kentucky episode, that's AI generated art that we use for the cover art. A gentleman who is on our Discord, I was like, he somehow he knows just what to type to make it look like what you want it to look like, where I type in like an egg with a sword and I get like a dog. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing, like I'm sorry. But yeah, he did that, and so I was like, that's really cool, and you can use it for stuff like that. So
yeah, so it's super fun.
It takes, I don't know what, the collective knowledge of the internet or something, and takes your whatever you type in. There's certain ways you can get it to point it in the right direction, but it'll generate these weird artistic visuals. And
I stop you real quick?
Okay.
You just said one of the most frightening sentences I've ever heard in my life. The collective knowledge of the internet. I just wanted to say that again. Keep going.
I think that's what it pulls from, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, that or Satan.
What's the diff?
Uh-oh, murmuring.
Hail Satan.
Murmuring. Hail Satan. Yeah, it's well, after they've listened to last week's episode of Hysteria 51, they'll know that Satan likes to murmur. And yeah. Sometimes he makes, yeah, AI art. So yeah, sorry. Keep going, as you were.
It can produce some very striking and beautiful art, but most of the time it's just like it sets up a whole village in the Uncanny Valley.
Yeah.
And so with that setup, my article is titled AI Image Generator Births the Horrific First Cryptid of the Latent Space. So apparently an artist, I what do you call the person that tells the AI what to do?
Like, is that the artist or the collaborator, the programmer, the wisher?
That's right.
The sinner. The victim. Sinner, that's
the,
it.
The sinner. The sinner.
The conjurer?
Yeah. Well, whoever... whoever was playing around with this programming, there's a bunch of different ones. Bobby, you said you used one. There's several different types I think you can use, but
The good ones I'm still on the wait list for, so there is that.
She goes by the handle Super Composite, I think, and tried to get a just a random thing. I think she typed in Brando 1 or something like that. And I think she was going for the opposite of Marlon Brando. Mm-hmm. And then got some weird logo or something. And so instead she decided to type in what the imaginary company logo, what the name came up, which was like Digita Pentix or something. Mm-hmm. And she typed that in instead of Marlon Brando. And then all of a sudden, it started shooting out this picture of a woman who looks like she's maybe 40s, 50s, has a very strong, manly jaw and mouth, kind of a boxer's nose. And then it looks like her cheeks are just windburned to hell and back.
It looks like someone is wearing the skin of someone.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
And
too.
The name Loab.
Loab or Loeb or I don't know.
Yeah, Loeb. It's Lisa Loeb. That's why
Lisa
she always
Loeb,
wears
everybody.
Glasses. She has dead eyes.
And wind burned cheeks.
There's more than nine stories in that one, though. I'm sorry. Sorry, that was a Lisa Loeb joke. Anyway. I'm on fire.
90s kids love you. So it she looks it looks close enough to a human to fall right into that uncanny valley. Now, you know, the eyes are nightmare fuel. And it looks like in one picture she's holding a dead chicken, maybe?
Chicken or a bouquet or
a bouquet of the flowers. I could see it be a strangled chicken or a bouquet of dead flowers.
She choked that chicken, didn't she?
Yep.
Say it out loud.
Choking it.
Choke that chicken. I love that they said also they're like she was created through a series of accidentally negative weighted prompts. And then she kept creating this picture even when asked to move away from the subject matter. So it's like I can never move away from this. You've birthed her. Now she's yours forever.
That's the thing.
Cannot be unseen.
And we'll never be unseen again. That's the only thing we're doing. The AI fell in love with this subject matter, I guess. Well, that's why they're calling it the first cryptid of the latent space. Mm-hmm. Boy, get out your dictionaries, everybody. Yeah. But she kept trying to move it away from this picture and couldn't. Mm-hmm. The AI kept spitting this out, and even when she got a some kind of wild, like way far off, it's barely human, it's very grotesque, you can see parts of this woman.
It like persists throughout whatever you do to it.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's like my grandma.
She a quote she says Loeb pretty much stays the same even after several generations of feeding the results back into the AI. And then sometimes they got her to disappear in a different image to create, and then they said she'd reappear later down the line. Mm-hmm. It's nuts. So
it finds a way.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's the theme. That documentary is the theme of this whole episode.
Yeah. I think the problem is that they were talking about this in the thing too, and this is true, and I've done it myself. It's like it learns the AI, and then you have people doing tens of thousands of gore images a day.
Yeah, I saw
that. And then
that.
It's like, give me a pretty woman, and it's like, here's one bleeding from the eye. It's like, no, we don't want that. But everyone else does, and so this is what I've learned. It's like a child. When you teach them wrong, they act wrong, or they're just evil. It's one of the two. Watch enough 80s movies, you never know what you're going to get. So, you know, we are our own editors of our doom, is what we should be the takeaway from this, I think.
Another quote she said was, since Loeb was discovered using negative prompt weights, her gestalt, which... again, dictionaries, everybody. That's just her total aesthetic, let's say.
Yeah, her look.
Is made from a collection of traits that are equally far away from something. But her combined traits are still a cohesive concept for the AI, and almost all descendant images contain a recognizable lobe. Mm. That's just crazy.
Of someone, and I'm trying to put my finger on who it is.
Can I really don't mean to be offensive or mean or anything. Mm-hmm. To me, it looks like Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay, maybe that is it. Because they have strong features. She's got nice, long, dark hair.
Brown hair.
Mm-hmm. A little bit, yeah.
Dark eyebrows, and yeah. I think it's the hair that does it more than anything for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Hair and the eyebrows or something. But in one of the pictures, looks more like my Caitlyn Jenner than the other. But... it definitely looks close enough to somebody you know or recognize or a celebrity, but different enough to be like, ugh.
This is the kind of shit I expect to walk into a room and see C-Bot masturbating to.
Speaking of which, where is that bastard right now?
Yeah, he's not allowed in during blurry hysteria days because he keeps... Oh, well, always wants to bring his own... His own stories, and they're always from Penthouse Pets or
that he has written himself.
Yeah.
Speaking of AI generated,
he really generates a lot.
When he reads, it just sounds a 28.8 baud modem. So you don't really want to hear him read the stories.
So yeah, that's what I got. It's creepy, and this is the face of what's going to take over everything shortly down the line here.
Yep, that's what we've done to ourselves. We've brought it upon ourselves.
We've hoisted by our own petards.
Well, guys, if you enjoyed these, you want to hear more, email your stories, whatever stories you got. They don't have to be brand new. They can be like the one I did, the Molly Mammoth one's a few years old. Weird, W-E-I-R-D, at hysteria51.com. Weird at hysteria51.com. Keep them coming. We've got a few more, but we'd love to get some. And we'd love to get some from some new people, too, because we want to spread that wealth around. And, yeah, Bobby, what you got going on? What do you want everyone to know about? You got anything coming up on your shows or promoting anything or doing any, you know, new travel, blogging or anything like that? I mean, where are you opportunivores here?
I'm doing lots of nude travel blogging. So there's that. And of course you can catch me on Midnight Mass Creature Cast. The topic this Friday will be, From Beyond. Sorry. Had a brain fart there. Yeah, we'll be revisiting that movie and reviewing it. And then Old Guy Metalcast is just kind of whatever we come across during that week, whatever we want to complain about.
This week, they're getting sued by Metallica. They're not sure why, but yes, they're getting sued by Metallica.
We've been sued by Metallica multiple times.
That's how you know
it's a badge of honor.
Yeah, that's right. I got a cease and desist one time, and we framed it for a while. I don't know what happened to it. I'm literally in the studio. I'm at my home studio, and I'm looking around to see if I've got it anywhere. I'm like, I kind of want to put that back up. Oh, man. Yeah, so on Hysteria 51, we got a bunch of stuff coming up. David, what do we got? We have Side World, Tears of the Deep. We've got X Marks the Spot Treasures that you can get. X Marks the Spot,
yeah.
What are some others? There's several. Oh, Explorers of the Hollow Earth. And we got like five others. Lobotomy. That we've got. Oh, yeah. Lobotomy and other fun time activities, which is all about weird medical procedures that used to be done that sometimes still are today, maybe taking a different form. That one's kind of a fun one, too, and we got a bunch more. If you got topics on those, you can send those to Weird, too. Just let us know what you want to hear on the show. You can tweet to us at Hysteria51Pod, or David, what are you? Are you at Blurry Photos on there?
Blurry underscore photos on Twitter.
Oh, that's right. That son of a bitch.
All the blurry photos have been taken. That's why I have to deal with a .org and an underscore.
It's blurryphotos.gov and .edu if you're looking for them.
.edu. That's right.
So, yeah, guys, thank you guys so much for joining us. And we'll see you next time on Blurry Hysteria.
Boy.
Meeting adjourned.